Hi, I'm glad you tuned in to the Mission Delray podcast. I believe you will be blessed by Pastor Carl's message this week. We're a spirit-filled, multicultural church based out of Delray Beach, South Florida. Now, if you'd like to find out more about the mission, Pastor Carl, and our vision, just go ahead and log on to www.themissiondelray.com.
Praise God. If you got a Bible, you can go ahead and turn to John chapter 20, but don't rush because I'm going to talk for a second. If you were here last week, who was here last week? Yeah, I'm preaching the same message I preached last week. Let me correct that. I'm preaching the same message I didn't preach last week. We had a Holy Ghost interruption last week. And, I'm not going down that road. Thank you, yes, I will. I try to hear God before the service. You know, I figure if I'm going to get up here and talk, I might as well hear what God wants to talk about, you know, just, you know, it kind of makes sense. And, we believe in the preached word and some folks are really excited about, God interrupting their message, as if every time God comes, he doesn't want to hear you preach. And I wouldn't take that as a compliment as such. However, in God is free to do whatever he wants in our service. He can interrupt. We've had many, many times where God does whatever he wants. And I wanted to bring this up to say, did y'all hear the song that Camille had this morning? Yeah. I just want to bring a little teaching for those who aren't familiar. We just believe that God speaks through people. And as Camille had a prophetic anointing come upon her, she just sang a song of the Lord, and we received that song as the word of the Lord for this house. And what God was saying was, hey, in case you forgot, I'm God, and I'm gonna raise up some of y'all to reign in my kingdom, which is coming to earth. And to that I say, amen. You know what I'm saying? But it's important that when God talks like that, it's easy in spirit-filled circles and charismatic circles to take that for granted. It's easy for that to be just another event. It's easy to think that, we're spirit-filled, so of course we have prophecy. But you can get so familiar with that that you denigrate the value, that you make common the prophetic word of the Lord. And I feel like if God is trying to speak to us, it's important that we figure out why he's speaking. First of all, of course, we test it. And I have a whole teaching on how you test prophetic words. But it's important that you test it. And if it is from God, we got to say, okay, what's the application of that? Why is God speaking this, and how do we apply it to what we're doing? So, when we have a prophetic word come forth, it's important, that we don't just, you know, oh, look, a prophetic word. Aren't we awesome? It's funny, you know, that we can start to think that because God is speaking, we're special. And that spiritual pride will just cut you off from the life God is trying to impart. And that's what we read about in 1 Corinthians, is that they had so many gifts, they start thinking that they were special, which is the really bizarre one. And what I call that, it's like the groupie effect. Like if you hang around a star enough, you start thinking that you're a star when you're really just a groupie. You know, we're God's groupies. He's the great one. We're just hanging out in his realm. You know what I'm saying? And yes, I understand we'll do great things and all that. Yeah, we're sons of God. I get that. However, I think it's more important to not be prideful than it is to realize how great you are. If you're going to focus on one, we're going to focus on humility. But how God comes forth with a word that says, like, hey, I'm raising some of you up. And the cool thing about that is God is really doing that in this season in so many young believers' lives. Praise God. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you here, Vince? Is Vince in the room or is he serving someone? Come on up, Vince. Vince has... I want Vince to share a testimony real quick. Come on up, bro. Come on. Give it up for Vince, y'all. I'm going to need a mic here for Vince. I'm going to need a mic for Vince. You start talking in it so he knows that you got it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Vicente, do you have a mission name yet?
Vicente?
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 We got to work on that one. We got to work on a... Vince Diesel. I like that. Vince
I don't
Diesel.
Think so.
No?
I lost weight.
Not so much? Okay.
No.
All right. We'll work on it. We'll work on your mission name. So you guys went out witnessing the other day or whatever it was. I saw like a three-part video. I got to be honest with you. It was like 90 minutes worth of video. I didn't watch it all.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't directing, so.
Okay. That's gotcha. Okay.
I'm not offended.
Oh, cool. So but here's what's cool. They went out, they hit the streets the other day, and they just saw a lot of healings and whatnot. And when was that? Was it like?
That was, I think, Tuesday. It was Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
So we went.
Did anybody else experience anything Tuesday night? I had the most incredible prophetic dreams Tuesday night. Was that anybody? Felix, I visited you. I was like sleeping and I was like talking to you. It was bizarre. I don't know how your week was, but I was be encouraged. We were chilling in my sleep. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we were at the boys' house, Josh, Andres, and Ron and Ralph. And we just pressed in, we're worshiping, praying. God gave us words for people. We had a list and stuff. And we felt like going to Atlantic Ave and Walmart. And Walmart, we just like really seen breakthrough in the area. It's really
what does cool. that mean?
Like it's really easy to minister there. It's like
you all have like favor.
It's like
in
it's like grace there. Yeah.
Which so one? Cool.
Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach Walmart.
Yeah, not so much Deerfield. We went there and it was
not tough. So much.
No.
Okay.
So
Del Rey is probably crazy.
I haven't.
I don't know about that one. You might want to give a shot.
I think Kevin knows. Know.
But go ahead. Okay.
So so we go and it's always hard.
Explain what you mean about the list, if you would, please.
Okay. We had a list of words of knowledge. Like we had headaches.
You guys prayed and God told you.
He spoke to
you
us.
You felt like God told you some ailments.
He spoke to us things that we're going to run into people with these problems. Like he'll give us a sensation. He'll let us like feel it a little bit. Not so much like, but like you feel a little bit. So we had a list of these things.
I mean,
things.
Like you might feel a headache and you know it's not you. It's word of knowledge.
Right. Because it goes away right after that. So we go to Walmart and it's always hard to talk to the first person or so. And Andres is like, I'm going to go talk to that guy. He goes and talks to him. And I'm like, I feel like I should go talk to this guy. So then I talk to them. And then after that, it's just like we stopped everyone that we ran into. And this one kid walked by and we're like, let's go talk to him. So we walk over to him. And we're like, hey, what's up? We're going around praying for people. Jesus heals them. Do you have any pain in your body? And he was like, yeah, I have a headache. He's like, and also, and like, God has been so gracious. Like, we're advancing in gifts sentence. Just so easily. He's just so gracious. So like, he's talking. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, in your right hip. He's like, yeah. Yeah. So so we pray for him. And his hip is healed. He got hurt in football. And then his head, he still had a little bit of headache. We prayed for him again. He got healed. And then Mimi, we turn around. She's praying for someone else. And then we proceed. We keep praying for people. And it was funny because some people would be like, they'd be weirded out. They'd be like, yeah, how do you know? And we'd be like, oh, look, well, God spoke to us. Look, you're on the list. We have this list. And here's your problem. And we're going to pray for you. Jesus is going to heal you, okay? And we're like, okay, I guess. And then later on, we went to Atlantic Ave, and that was what was really crazy. We went up to some kids, and they're getting in the car. We're like, okay, do you guys have pain? We've been seeing Jesus heal people. You know, can we pray for you? And they're like, no, but you can go ask those people over there. Someone named Jaffe has pain. And we're like, okay. So we go over, and me and Andres, I'm like, dude, I'm feeling like he's setting us up, but let's just do it. So Andres is like, hey. Your friend, Jaffe, your friend just told us you have pain in your body. Do you have pain? And they all start cracking up. And I'm like, great, here we go. So he's like,
this is Atlantic Avenue.
Atlantic Avenue, night. Outside of at some night? Ice cream store, a okay. bunch of kids smoking cigarettes. And he was like, yeah, I don't know what his pain was. He didn't really tell us. We didn't pray for him. I don't know what his pain was. He didn't tell us. But anyway, this girl had, surgery in her left ankle and she had a scar, from the surgery. She had chronic pain. Andres laid hands on her, prayed for her. She's like, wow. She's like, praise Jesus. She was like, she was so excited. She's like, praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I was like, no, it's like, I was like, it's okay. Like, I felt like she was mocking us. Like, she was so happy, you know? She's like, surprising to say, I was like, if you're not healed, you don't have to tell us, you know? She's like, no, really, I'm healed. And she was like stretching it out. She's like, I couldn't do this before. I didn't have a range of motion to do this before. And we're just like, wow. And then, someone was like, the kid Jaffe was like, this guy heals cigarettes. And we're like, yeah, you take away anything. So we're about to pray for them. And we just feel led to tell them, you know, we're just going to renounce this thing. We're going to dethrone it. Lord Jesus, please take away this addiction from my life. I don't want to be addicted to it. They all said it. We prayed for them. they we pray for them, and then Andres is like, well, if you believe you got healed, throw your cigarettes away. So they throw their cigarettes away. And then we just tell them about Jesus. We just tell them testimony after testimony after testimony. And I don't know why they're not here today, but they'll come one day.
They'll come one day.
Amen.
Amen. That's good, y'all.
Yeah.
Come on, give it up. Give it up. Good job, Vince. Hallelujah. He didn't know he was going to talk about that this morning. So praise God. I got so many things I can say about that. However, Mimi and Andres aren't in here because they're in Mission Kids serving. And so many people were, I don't want to miss the message and serve in children's ministry. God blesses people who serve. Just want to let you know. And Vince runs our lighting every week, and just so awesome. We just see that. I could bring up so many people who are seeing this happen more and more, but just wanted to share that. So we're in our healer series. Teacher, we've seen so many people get healed in this series. Y'all need to bring more people because we're running out of sick people. Hallelujah. It's a good problem to have. Amen? Amen? Y'all good? Yeah. Who's expecting something today? I love you guys. You know that? Isaac loves me. I gave him his allowance this morning. Hallelujah. All right, if you got a Bible, go ahead and turn to John chapter 20. We're going to start in verse 30. There, let me hear you say yeah. All right, good enough. The Word of God says, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. You see, Jesus is not contained in the Word of God. All His works are not contained in the Word of God. So when people say to me, oh, I don't see that in the Bible, or I don't see that in the Bible, that in and of itself is not a solid biblical argument. Because the Bible itself says that Jesus did things that are not in it. Under that qualification, Jesus did things that were unbiblical. Because He did things that aren't in the Bible. Now, things can be not in the Bible without being contra-biblical. We don't want to do things that are against the Word, but we may do things that aren't in the Word. Let me share one thing that is contra-biblical, against the Bible. Let me tell you one thing, one teaching. The gifts have ceased. That the gifts of the Holy Spirit no longer function. That is against the Word of God, because the Word of God clearly shows us that God is still involved in our lives and still heals. That's an unbiblical teaching. Have you heard the teaching sola scriptura? The funny thing about this, the doctrine that says only the Bible, it's not in the Bible. So the doctrine that says no extra biblical revelation is extra biblical revelation. I find that amusing. I have the microphone, so I shared that with you. So today we're going to talk about three types of faith for healing. It's important to understand if we're going to be believers and we're going to see people get healed, and we're going to be true disciples of God. If we're going to be true disciples of Jesus, if we're going to do the things that Jesus wants His disciples to do, we need to find out what He told the disciples to do and figure out how to do it. It's important. And when we look at what Jesus told His disciples to do, I signed up to become a disciple, and so I want to do the things that the disciples do. Amen? We saw the disciples healed, so guess what? We heal. And if I don't hear, I better figure it out. Amen? So I want to see healing, and I want to talk about three types of faith for healing. I got through number one last week, so I'm going to touch on it briefly. The first type of faith for healing is God's faith. God's faith. You see, God is the God. And that's why we call Him God. See, He can do whatever He wants, whenever He wants, however He wants, through whatever way He wants to do it. God can sovereignly heal people all on His own. He can come down and touch people in a hospital bed, in the womb, anywhere in between. He's God. And very few people, Christians or Buddhists or atheists or Muslims, very few people on the planet will say that there is no extra special force that can heal on its own. Even in secular colleges today, they're studying Reiki or whatever it's called, which is like some sort of energy healing thing. Even people who don't believe in God believe that there is a cosmic way for the energies of the universe to line up and people to be in better health. I just say God heals. The Bible says, and all things give glory, and so God heals. I know this. I know that you could just one day wake up and say, oh my gosh, I was just worshiping and I was healed. And I've seen that. And just for review, Exodus 15, God revealed himself as the God who heals. That was in the old covenant. Now that we're in the new covenant, the better covenant, we don't have less provision from God than the old covenant had. God has not revealed his goodness and then withdrawn it in the new covenant. If we had it in the old covenant, I am the God who heals. He still is the God who heals today. Amen. God's promises are not hope so or maybe so. God's promises are I am. Psalm 103, he says, he is the God. He heals all our diseases, forgives all of our sins. It's not possible to receive Jesus Christ as Savior and him to forgive you of all your sins except for one, and you still go to hell. He forgives all my sins. Say all. Now, if he forgives all your sins and then the very next breath, they say, heals all our diseases, it's the same all. I never, ever, ever heard anybody with a straight face tell me, well, Pastor, God has just sent this, this addiction to pornography just to keep me humble. Yeah, I'll cheat on my taxes, but God does that. It's just a thorn in my flesh. Yeah, I beat my kids, but that's just God not letting me get prideful. He's chastening. You're like, no, that's sin. Stop it. Amen? But they'll say, oh, God sent this sickness on me to humble me. He's testing my faith. That ain't another word. Forgives all my sins. Heals all my diseases. All. And all means all. Everywhere you see all in the word, it means all. He said, I am the God who heals. He doesn't say, I was the God who heals. He doesn't say, I will be the God who heals. He says, I am the God who heals. My Bible says that God changes not. He is now and forever the God who heals. Can you say amen? He is the God who heals. It is clearly God's will to heal you. Clearly, God's will that you walk in health. You got to get it settled. See, doubt blocks God. You got to get the doubt out of your head. You got to doubt your doubt. Don't doubt your faith. Don't doubt the word. Don't doubt the testimony. Don't doubt his revelation of who he is. Doubt your doubt. If you're going to doubt something, doubt stuff that's against the word of God. If you're going to doubt something that destroys your life. If you're going to doubt something, doubt stuff that robs your kids of a parent, that robs your neighbors of a friend, that robs your future, robs your bank account. Doubt that. Don't doubt God is a good God and he wants to heal you. We want to hold on to that stuff. Amen? So number one, God can heal by his own faith. And that's maybe the fifth time I've preached that now, so I think we got that. Amen? Number two, if you're taking notes, if you actually want to function in some level of healing ministry, the second type of faith for healing is the healing minister's faith. And by healing minister, I mean believers. If you're a believer, I'm talking about you right now. So you go to somebody, and God has not sovereignly healed them yet of his own goodness and his own kindness, just in his own way. They haven't, and you go to pray for somebody. Now we're down to two ways. Number one is the faith of the person who's praying. In John chapter 14, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do because I am going to the Father. He said, whoever. Whoever believes in me. Now you say, well, I don't really believe that God still heals. Well, that ain't for you. It's for believers. I pray for somebody to get healed. I don't really believe that. Well, it ain't for you. It's for those who believe. It don't say whoever doubts whoever doubts my word, whoever wants to play devil's advocate. No. Whoever believes will do the works that I do and greater. Whoever, you got to believe. You got to get it settled in your heart. You got to believe it before you see it. You don't believe it, you probably won't see it. You got to believe on something that has not manifest yet. You just got to believe in your heart. Faith comes, things that are unseen. You got to believe. The Bible says in James chapter 5 that the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. It's the prayer of faith, not the prayer of doubt. Not the desperate cry to God, not the begging. Not, oh God, oh, if you would come. No, the prayer of faith will heal the sick. When you go to pray for somebody, and at the end of this service, we're going to get words of knowledge and people are going to get healed. When you pray for people, don't ever lay hands on the sick and say, if it's your will, God. Oh, if it's your will. You got to get it in your heart that it's God's will. You got to get it settled in your mind once and for all that it's God's will to heal. If it's your will, you got to say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't question people. Don't play quiz show games with people. Like they got to earn their healing. Like you're going to determine if it's their cause that they're sick and see if they're ready to receive a healing. Don't do that. Don't. Don't build their doubt. Build their faith. Don't put ifs in their mind. They get enough questions from the doctor. They get enough doubt from the doctor. They don't need it from the believer. You got to come in faith. You see, here's what happens. We go up to somebody and we're not sure if God's going to do it. And if God doesn't do it, we don't want to get blamed for it. So we start blame shifting even before we start to pray. I saw one of the greatest miracles I ever personally witnessed. I've seen some. It was a big one, though. It was one I had never seen before on the mission trip. And there was someone on our team dealing with the exact same thing. And I prayed for this person several times and nothing happened. And so I prayed for this Nicaraguan, and I saw this miracle, and it utterly blew my mind. I'd hoped that nobody saw it. Because I was like, that was like one of those things that I just was going to hide in my heart until I got to heaven, you know? And I wanted Jesus to be like, I saw that! That was amazing! I was like, you saw it? But other people saw it, and they're like, that was amazing! You know, I was like, oh, okay. I guess, you know, I wanted, that was going to be a personal one. And so I then turned to the person in our team, and all of a sudden I was like, okay, I just saw it. I'm going to pray. And then I give like a half-hearted prayer. And someone said, well, can't their faith heal it? I was like, yeah, but my doubt can block it. I'm not going to blame it on them being American. I'm not going to blame it on if God was wanting to witness to the Nicaraguans or no. No, I'm the one who prayed. I just take that myself. The last day I was in Nicaragua, the last night we just had this amazing, amazing church service. Just a lot of dirt, and there were just people on the ground, and we just saw so many miracles, so many healings, so many awesome testimonies. And this woman was, this woman brought me her baby, and the woman's crying, and she's stripping the baby to show me what's wrong with the baby. And she says, can you please just pray? And she's crying, and she's shoving the baby to me, and the baby's crying. She's getting freaked out. She's getting stripped in public, you know, and she's like shoving it to me. And I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and nothing happened. Nothing. I mean, nothing happened. Nothing. And I did not come up with a theology that God didn't want to heal the baby. I didn't say, Well, the mother, is it the mother's sin, or is it the baby's sin, or was it the... God didn't want to tell... You know what I did? I said, I'm thankful for all the miracles I saw. I'm just so thankful. But I tell you what, that baby has driven me to my prayer closet. That baby, I mean, the baby could have got healed right after I left. I don't know. But that baby has caused me to cry out to God for greater healing anointing. I don't blame it on them. I'm like, the word says, I shall lay hands. Greater work shall I do. And I did not have what that baby needed that day. And I can say, yeah, somebody else had the anointing or God wanted to do. Maybe. I don't care. All I know is I'm supposed to be able to lay hands on the sick and then recover. And I ain't batting 1,000 yet. I'm not seeing total healing yet. But I'm not satisfied with that. That's not enough for me. I'm getting mine. I'm going after it. And you should too. It's not good enough that your family's broke. It's not good enough that there's no stability in your life. It's not good enough that you haven't found your mate yet. It's not good enough you don't have your career. It's not good enough that you don't see the gifts manifesting. It's not good enough that you don't see your call coming closer to you. That's not good enough. It's not. You cannot just say, well, if God wants, he'll bring me healing. If God wants, he'll save my marriage. If God wants, he'll get my kid saved. He wants your kid saved. He wants your marriage saved. He wants your finances turned around. He wants to use you in greater ways than you even know. You can't just settle and say, well, if it's God's will, I guess then I'll go ahead. No. Now, that's easier to believe that way because then you don't get disappointed. We can't live a life. We cannot live a life setting ourselves up for disappointment. We can't live a life insulating ourselves from failure. We can't. You just can't live that way. It's self-defeating. You start sabotaging every opportunity in your life. And you let that disappointment grow, and you get to the point where you just say, I'm not going to lay hands on anybody because I don't see anybody getting healed. I'm just gonna live with this sickness. I guess that's good enough. No. No. God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie. You gotta take him at his word. I've talked repeatedly about this at the mission that my son Isaac. When he was, I don't remember how old he was, he used to get all kind of chronic sinus infections. And we couldn't understand why our son was getting so sick. And finally, we got him to a doctor. We were going to doctors. Don't get me wrong. It's not like we were just, well, I don't know why you're sick. Well, guess we'll never know. You know, no, we were taking him to doctors. He's getting antibiotics. And I believe in doctors. I believe in antibiotics. And he was just chronically sick. And they finally did the test. You know, they did like the, took him to an allergist, and they did all the pokes all over the back, and he came up with a series of allergies, you know? It's not just like someone guessed. We had the medical records that showed, you know? And so we started giving him allergy medication, and every now and then we'd take him off to see, you know, I don't like giving my kids medicine if I can avoid it, but I don't like sinus infections even more. Amen? I like no drugs, but I like no sickness better. Amen? You know, so don't be under condemnation. If you got to take medication, take your medication. Don't be dumb, you know. And if you're like taking like insulin and you want to test your faith, talk to your doctor. Right? I mean, someone asked me, what do you think about these parents who went to jail because their kids died because they were believing God for healing? I'm like, well, they shouldn't have kids. If you're going to watch your kid die from something that's, you know, he's 3 pills away from health, you got problems. Don't blame God. You know, that ain't God's fault. He sent healing at the pharmacy. Get it. Amen? You know what I'm talking about? That doesn't come against my faith at all. You know, that's just stupid. Don't be dumb. That's just dumb. God, okay, God. That's like single people who don't wash. God's going to bring my husband. He's going to love me for who I am. I don't know who I'm talking to. I really wish I didn't have to say this. Brush your hair. Wash your clothes. Don't test the Lord. You know what I'm saying? I said, remember when I was single, I said to a friend of mine, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I said, I'm going to go for that fat, pasty look. I said, so when I get married, I can only get better looking. I thought that was logical. He said, what if your wife is doing the same thing? Good word, bro. Good word. I'm going to walk with that one. Do not test the Lord, okay? Don't test the Lord. But our son had these allergies. And here's what I would do. Every single time I was in the anointing and my son was anywhere near me, I would lay hands on him. I just, every single time, like he would get tired of it. Got the oil on his forehead and he's like, he'd be standing there. You feel anything, son? He's like, I feel your hand. I feel the floor. Okay, gotcha, you know. The anointing would come. I'd be like, oh my gosh, the presence is so heavy. He'll be healed surely right now. Gino, what do you feel? I feel you shaking me. All right, whatever. You know, but I didn't stop. Don't get me wrong. You know, you're my kid. I'm paying bills. I'm paying for medication. You're getting healed in the name. You getting healed by my faith. You getting healed. So one day we were at the doctor and the doctor said, you know what? Your son's taking a lot of medication. Let's do another round of allergy testing and just see where he's at. Just, you know, let's dial it in, you know, because we were taking like three different things at that point. And we went to the allergist. He laid on the thing and they tested him. They're like, you don't have any allergies at all. I'm like, what? Excuse me? No, no allergies at all. Now, check this out. You might think I'm making this up. Here's the medication. It still has medicine in it. We filled this. It expires August 31st, 2011. We filled it August 31st, 2010. Still got it in there. I mean, the boy's healed. Hallelujah. How did he get healed? I don't know which one healed him, what I said, what the special prayer was, what the moment was. It may not have even been me, because I would ask anybody, can you pray for my son's allergies? Can you pray for my son's allergies? I lay hands on him. Oh, you got a flow happening. Please pray for my son's allergies. We just kept pressing. We kept knocking. We kept asking. And then one day he was healed. Now, I really wish, I just if I could be honest with you, I really wish one day I was in my prayer closet. And the healing angel of the Lord came to me, you know, and then he walked with me over to Isaac. And then by my anointing, he touched him. And then I had it on video. And then I could tell you all how awesome I am. But that's not my testimony. That's just not. I mean, I wish, you know, and I could put out a DVD set, you know, and maybe go on the Healing Angel of Isaac tour, you know, and calling all allergists, come receive. I have the allergy healing angel. You know, that's not my testimony. My testimony is I read the Bible and I believed it and I just kept praying. And one day it worked. I don't know if he gradually got better or it was all of a sudden got better. You know, it was probably the first one. It was probably just, you know, I prayed and God just took mercy on me and him and just visited him in the middle of the night and healed him himself. I don't know. All I know is that my boy was sick and now he's well and I give Jesus glory. Amen. I mean, that's the key. If you got a Bible in Matthew chapter 4, or we're going to have it up here. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, the Bible says, and he, Jesus, he's the all-important he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing, how many diseases? Every disease, how many afflictions? Yeah, all, every affliction of the among the people. Verse 24, so his fame spread throughout all Syria. And they brought him all the sick, those afflicted in various diseases and pains, and those oppressed by demons, epileptics, and all other kind of people with issues. But here's the key. There's kind of a buzzword among church planters about we want to make Jesus famous. We want to make, amen, yes. In the Bible, every time you see about Jesus being famous, it's from people getting healed. So I want to see Jesus get famous. I want to see him get famous the biblical way. By people getting healed. See, if I lay hands on you and you get healed and you think that I'm great, all of a sudden I just robbed Jesus of something. And I pray if you have some sort of a, I don't want it to sound bad. I don't want it to be rebuking. But if you got kind of a pride issue and you like the glory and you like the spotlight, I really hope that God, if you pray for people, that they get healed much later. I hope they get healed, but like 18 hours later. So it's not directly traceable to you. Does that make sense? Honestly, because I think it's bad. It's bad when you take credit for stuff God does. That's just not good biblically. The goal for healing for me is that Jesus will become more famous in South Florida. God is a healer. Yes, he's using me, and my faith can be activated, can activate the healing gift, and you can be healed. But the Bible says faith only comes two ways. It's either gift of the Spirit or fruit of the Spirit. So either way, it came from God. He's using me to agree with his word because that's how he chooses to reveal his glory on the earth. But it's my faith gives glory to God. In any manifestation of the Spirit that's flowing through you, if you feel it's making you great, or you see other people exalting themselves, or they're becoming great, all of a sudden there's something amiss in the camp. You hear what I'm saying? There's something amiss in the camp because the glory has to go to Jesus. When you start stealing the glory, you start dealing with issues I guarantee you, you don't want to deal with. Pride opens doors in your life that it's very hard to close. Pride opens issues in your life. Pride opens issues with God. It opens up issues with other people. And I'm telling you, they're hard doors to close. Because the more you flow in it, the less you see it. Does that make sense? And it's that much harder to get free. So if you set your heart on giving glory to God in every manifestation of the Spirit in your life, kind of the better off you'll wind up. You know what I'm saying? We want Jesus to become famous in all these things. Now, real quickly, and I'm going to close in a little bit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you say, where does this healing come from? Well, Paul talked to the church in Corinth about these. He says, there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Verse 8, for to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, utterance of knowledge, faith by the same Spirit, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. How many spirits? Gifts of healing by the one Spirit. You hear some people talk about healing, and it's almost, I don't, like, where is this coming from? Who do I got to talk to? It's by the one Spirit. Gifts of healing come by the one Spirit, and he's God. Father, Son, Holy, one God. I am the Father, I am one. Remember that prophetic song that we heard just about a half hour ago? I am one. There aren't 19 gods. Sevenfolds and manifestations and just one God. There's one God. Angel heals, I give glory to God. Sorry, angel, if that offends you, that I'm not going to give you glory. Can I just say this? If the angel wants glory, it's probably a demon. If it's offended and I'm going to give glory to God, it's not an angel. Not a preach right there. So then we see miracles, prophecies, and spirit of discerning of spirits, and tongues and interpretations. So we see here that God gives gifts to believers. One of these gifts is healing. It's not anything spooky or super extra biblical. It's right there in the Word. God wants people healed, and he empowers us to do it by his Spirit. Amen. And finally, that we see that God uses believers, our faith. He told us in Matthew 16, he says, go and tell people about him, preach the gospel, and in his name we'll cast out demons, we'll speak in new tongues, pick up serpents, and we aren't going to get hurt, and it won't hurt us. And believers will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. You got that? The last one? You're Mark 16. Keep going. Verse 18. Go ahead. Verse 18. Now check this out. I want you to see this. Lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. It don't say might. It don't got a little clause there. See the footnotes? If it's my will. If the people are good enough. No, it's not there. So you know what that means? That means you can lay hands on old drunk Willie with a bad liver. And by your faith, he will be healed. And God's fame will spread. Even the kids sitting around smoking cigarettes. Oh, they got to quit smoking. you know, so God can heal him. I thought it was finished at the cross. You know what I'm saying? So just by my faith, I just get to give away the gifts of the kingdom. Remember that? We talked about that, the inheritance. I'm giving away the inheritance. Amen. Number three, you ready? And I'm going to wrap this up. Number one, you can be healed by God's faith. He can do it sovereignly. Bam. Number two, by the healing minister's faith. Number three, by you who need to be healed, by your faith you can be healed. You can just be healed on your own. You can't blame, you know what that means? You can't blame it on nobody else. Well, if my pastor was anointed enough, well, if God wanted to heal me, he would have, no. The problem is you got the ifs. In Matthew chapter 9, there's a story about this woman, and she had been bleeding for a very long time. And she said in her heart, if only I can touch the hem of his garment. If only, and I'm here to let you know, if only you will get close enough to Jesus, you will be healed. I mean, when I'm sick and the healing minister comes, I want him to catch up to me because I'm running to Jesus. I don't want to, you know, oh, you're closer to Jesus. No. I'm the one sprinting to Jesus. You need to catch me so I can get healed because I'm going to him. You hear what I'm saying? The Bible says, seek him first in his righteousness and all these things will be added to you. If you're looking at God instead of your problem, I need that. Well, quit looking at that. Look at God. As I'm looking at God, it will overtake me. And as you seek God for your healing, the healing will overtake you. Those who want to get baptized in the Holy Ghost and you're having a hard time, the problem is you look at the baptism too much, or you'll look at tongues too much, or you'll look at prophecy too much, or you'll look at yourself too much. You're not looking at God enough. Because his promise is that he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Well, why hasn't it happened yet? I don't know, but he will. Amen. Acts chapter 1, it says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. If you're sick, guess what you need? Power. And you shall be witnesses. Now, let me tell you what. If you got liver cancer and the power of God touches you, you're going to be a witness. Your healing will be a witness of God's goodness. Amen? I hope y'all are getting this. You know, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost and my back got healed. Y'all know that? You know, I got out of the military on, I don't know if y'all know this. I don't talk about this. I got out of the military on a medical discharge. I get a check every week, every month. I'm like, I'm not even sick. I called him up. I'm healed. I don't know if y'all know this. I was in a hard landing in a helicopter. My back was bad, laid up for months. It just wasn't getting better. Got out. I had serious back problems. I got saved and my back didn't hurt no more. I mean, I had like the MRIs. It's not like it was tension. I mean, I was in a helicopter that hit the ground and my back started hurting and they took MRIs and they're, oh yeah, look, herniated disc. What do you know? And at some point I got healed. I don't know how or why, but I received power to be a witness and I get $125 a month. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm better, I promise you, you know. Just cash the checks. I don't know what to do with it, you know. I'm running up the deficit, man. I'm sorry, y'all. It's all my fault. But I want you to see this, that throughout the Bible, we talked about this earlier, that salvation and healing are part of the atonement. They're together. And so, wrapping this up, if you really believe that God is a healer, okay, God is a healer, and it's his desire that you not be sick. For I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Good. Okay, good thoughts. I put before you life and death. Choose life. Too many people are choosing death. Choose life. I choose life. And so if you get it in your head that God is a healer and you have a sickness in your body, don't get religious, man. Scratch that. I find it very frustrating when I go to minister healing to somebody and they want to give me a teaching on healing. And they start running through every scripture on healing they know. And I almost want to be like, if that were going to work, it would have worked. How about you just be quiet now? Let me pray for you. I don't need a teaching. I'm fine. I don't know if you recognize this or not, but I'm the one who just taught the message and I asked you to come forward for healing. I don't need a teaching on healing. I got this, you know, not perfect, but I have a revelation. Maybe you got to receive something, perhaps. And it's possible that I understand that I were healed. I understand that teaching that I was healed. unless you're not actually healed, then it doesn't make any sense. And those of you who've heard what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. You know, there's a revelation that John, he said, by your stripes, they were healed. You know, you were healed. So I'm already healed, even though I'm not actually healed.
Yeah.
No, but you're not. You're not healed. Either you're healed or you're not healed. And if you're not healed and you believe it's God's will for you to be healed and you understand the scripture, just say, I'm not healed, but I will be. Just be real, man. Don't be goofy and religious. Man, you're sick. You know, God was, I know, and I don't know why I'm not healed yet. You want to pray for it? Just get real. I mean, understand. Don't be disappointed. Don't build up a weird religious system about your healing. Just, I'm not healed yet. I believe God will heal me, though. You hear what I'm saying? He says in Psalm 103, David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What? Forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit. Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He redeems you out of the pit. That's good news right there. He crowns you with steadfast love. I feel dejected right now. I feel discouraged. Oh, no. I'm going to bless the Lord and I'm not going to forget about his benefits. I'm choosing. See, David here, he's talking to his own soul. He's talking to himself here. He's stepping out of his picture. He's like, man, how come I haven't been healed? How come I haven't been delivered? How come times are tough? How come I thought this was going to work out and it hasn't? He's like, oh, no. I'm not going down the road of discouragement and doubt again. Soul, I got to speak faith over you right now. You got to speak faith over your own soul sometimes. You got to get, I don't know where you preach. You get in the shower, wherever your pulpit is. You get there and you start preaching to yourself. It could be in the mirror. I don't know where your preaching pulpit is. And you know what I'm talking about, where you just get to preach on you. And you start to preach to yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, no. We're not going down the road of discouragement today. I've been down that road. Ain't nothing there but a dead man. I'm going down the road of faith. Soul? You're going to bless the Lord right now. You're going to bless the Lord and you're going to remember his benefits. That's why I believe so many people get healed in worship. I'm not thinking about me. It's not all about me. It's not about my problems. It's not about my sin. It's all about Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless him. Bless him. Oh, I can't actually jump like this. I didn't. I'm healed in the neck. Come on. You got to bless the Lord with your soul and stop blocking the work of God with your doubt. Come on now. I feel a manifestation right now. Come on. Psalm 34, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, say, but the Lord. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. If God is good, why am I going through this problem? I tell you what, I don't know. I don't know why you're sick. I don't know why you got problems in your family. I don't know why your kids are acting like demons. I don't know why you're broke. I do not know, but I do know that the Lord... I know many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. He is not a man that he should lie. He is not a man that he should lie. You got to take him at his word. Come on now. Come on. Who knows what I'm talking about? You got to take him at his word. You got to get the doubt out of your head. Doubt your doubt and begin to declare in faith, I will be healed. Come on, give a shout to God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Why have you not been healed? I don't know. I don't know, but I know you will be. Why have you not been baptized in the Holy Ghost? I don't know, but you will be. Why am I not in my call? I don't know, but you will be. Many are the afflictions, but the Lord. Say, but the Lord. Mikey and Lillian, come on up. But the Lord delivers them out of them all. Nothing is impossible for God. Come on. Nothing. Stand to your feet. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. 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 Now, I feel like the oppression is lifting off right now. We're going to sing, and then we're going to get words of knowledge. People are going to get healed. All kinds of wonderful things are going to happen. I might even talk slower. Thank you, Jesus. Let's sing it. Come on.
You hold my every moment. You calm my raging seas. You walk with me through fire.
Come on, you trust him?
In you, Lord, I trust in
come on.
You.